This is the Urban Christian News Podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. According to Eternity News, the court case in Sydney against Hillsong senior pastor Brian Houston has been delayed until next year. A local court deferred his case until 27th of January 2022, when the date of his full trial is due to be announced. Houston has pleaded not guilty via his lawyer. New South Wales police charged Houston in August with concealing information about sexual abuse committed by his father in the 1970s. The charge followed a two-year police investigation. The elder Houston abused a number of children in his native New Zealand, but the case before the court concerns the abuse of Australian survivor Brian Sengstock as a young boy. In a statement in July, Brian Houston insisted that he did not find out about his father's abuse until 30 years after the event, and that he was honoring the victim's multiple requests not to inform the police. According to NBC New York, New York Governor Kathy Hochul has decided a state of emergency ahead of potential COVID-19 spikes this winter due to the already circulating Delta and newly identified Omicron variants of coronavirus. The declaration, which goes into effect on December 3rd, will allow the state to acquire pandemic fighting supplies, increase hospital capacity, and fight potential staffing shortages. It would also allow the state health department to limit non-essential and non-urgent procedures at hospitals. We continue to see warning signs of spikes this upcoming winter, and while the new Omicron variant has yet to be detected in New York State, it's coming, she said. The move comes hours after the governor said her office was closely monitoring the new variant, which was first sequenced in South Africa earlier this week. According to CNN, a young girl was among 27 people who drowned in bitterly cold waters off the coast of France on Wednesday after an inflatable boat carrying migrants bound for Britain capsized in one of the deadliest incidents in the English Channel in recent years. French Interior Minister Gérald Darmanin said five women were among the dead. Two people had been rescued and one is still missing. An initial toll said 31 people had died, but the minister revised this number down to 27 late Wednesday. Four suspected traffickers accused of being directly linked to the doomed crossing had been arrested. The International Organization for Migration's Missing Migrants Project said the tragedy was the largest loss of life in the channel since they began collecting data in 2014. The narrow waterway between Britain and France is one of the busiest shipping lanes in the world. Refugees and migrants fleeing conflict, persecution, and poverty in the world's poorest or war-torn countries risk the dangerous crossing, often in dinghies unfit for the voyage and at the mercy of people smugglers hoping to claim asylum or economic opportunities in Britain. Darmanin said the migrants' dinghy had deflated, and when rescuers had arrived, it was deflated like an inflatable garden pool, Darmanin said. Those primarily responsible for this despicable situation are the smugglers, that is to say criminals, who for a few thousand euros organize human trafficking from Iraq, Afghanistan, Africa, Asia, and who then use these people to bring them to Belgium, the Netherlands, France, especially to cross the Channel and to go to Great Britain. You can read these stories and more at urbanchristiannews.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today's a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless your day.